Respirator masks, ones with more protective air filtration than a simple surgical mask, are in high demand for medical workers during the coronavirus outbreak. They're also in short supply. Two Wisconsin companies are teaming up to cut into that shortage. One of those is Monterey Mills in Janesville, a massive textile facility. And company president Dan Sinekin is on the line with us to talk about the project. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Tell us first about this partnership. Why did you choose to team up with another company to produce face masks?
Well, Eder Flag was our partner in Milwaukee. They were a cut-and-sew operation eager to lend a hand. And as we were developing our product, we have our own cut-and-sew operation in Janesville, but we reached out to Eder, and they were excited to help and worked all weekend with us and helped us create prototypes. And they're our first cut-and-sew operation that we've aligned with, and we've got several others that we're partnered with.
Could you describe the mask that you're making for us?
Sure. It's a washable, reusable barrier mask. It utilizes Monterey Mills technology that we use for air and water filtration, coupled with a spun nonwoven material to create a really effective barrier mask to protect frontline workers.
And how were you able to reconfigure your manufacturing process in order to start working on these particular masks?
That was a difficult challenge, actually. We normally schedule our facility a couple weeks in advance, but when the order came to try to find a way to help, my team just were amazing. Production people, manufacturing people, design people, all working together to figure out what the best product would be, start creating prototypes, and then finding a partner to help with us over the weekend. And we literally converted the majority of our manufacturing to produce these products immediately.
So how many masks have you made so far?
Tens of thousands of masks. We have orders for significantly more than that. We are in the process of adding more cut and sew operations to our partnerships. We've met with and sent samples to facilities that are customers of ours all over the country. We supply fabric to a variety of industries: apparel, paint roller, costume, equine. So many of them have reached out to us. How can we help you? We want to keep our employees working. We've got plenty of sewing machines available. So we're really working with our customers to support this effort and produce as many as we can, as fast as we can.
What is your capacity for making these masks?
Well, it changes daily, literally. I was on the phone today with someone who thinks they can produce 50,000 units a day for us. We walked them through our prototypes and our requirements. Our goal is to be producing between 250,000 and 500,000 a week. We think we can get there by mid-April. That's been our team's challenge, and we'll see if we can accomplish it.
Has your mill ever done anything like this before, switching gears like this to create a different product that was in high demand?
Never like this. This is a unique, once-in-a-lifetime effort. You know, you hear stories from my parents or my grandparents about the war effort, and this is akin to that. We certainly tried to help when 10 years ago, when the Gulf spill happened in the Gulf of Mexico. We had a fabric that uniquely was designed to pick up oil. And we went down to the Gulf. I was actually in the Wall Street Journal interviewed because our fabric was very effective. We certainly got some orders from that, but nothing like this.
How difficult is it? What's the challenge here to keep your employees safe as they keep working to help on this effort?
You nailed it. That's the big challenge. You want to keep, we check every employee, making sure that they're not, we want to make sure that they're safe and that they're going to keep our other employees safe and healthy. We want to make sure that we're not going to contribute to the issues. We want to help, and we think everyone that comes to work should come to work because they want to help, and that's what's happening in my factory. The employees that come to work want to stay healthy. We're staggering breaks. We're staggering lunches. We're only allowing one person at a table in our cafeteria. We're keeping the cafeteria tables 6 feet away from one another. We're trying to take every effort to try to keep our employees healthy and safe, but we believe we have a duty to the community, and we're trying to fulfill that.
What are you hearing from the health systems or other clients like the city of Milwaukee who are or will be receiving the masks that you're making?
All we've gotten is enthusiastic comments. We've delivered masks to the health inspector in Milwaukee, the sheriff's office, numerous nursing homes, a large hospital in Madison, the largest health system in Milwaukee and in Chicago has ordered masks from us. We're getting all very positive feedback. The first hospital that we reached out to did exhaustive testing, and we've got hospitals in Ohio, Arizona, Colorado, California, all reaching out to us because our mask is extremely unique. It's machine washable, reusable. It can be used by itself for someone who may not be in a real threatening situation, but if they wanted to couple it with an N95 mask, that's what we're recommending. It prolongs the life of an N95 mask. You put one on, you put our mask over it. Our mask can shield the N95, an extra barrier of protection, and then machine wash it and dry it, and it's ready again, sterilized to be used the next day.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Dan Sinekin, president of Monterey Mills in Janesville. We talked to him today about his company's partnership to help produce respirator barrier masks for reducing the spread of the coronavirus.